Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, knowing that no matter what's going around us, no matter the storms that we're in, the flooding, and all the problems we have, Father, that you are still worthy to be praised. You are still worthy to be worshipped. And Father, that you are to be looked to for answers. Because where will we find any answers, Father, if not from you? Father, thank you for your forgiving grace, unending mercy, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We'll read in Matthew, the 16th chapter. In the scriptures I'm going to read, there's a story leading up to these scriptures. Jesus and the disciples had come into Philippi, and they were so excited because their ministry was so successful. Everywhere they went, people were coming, and people were being healed, and Jesus was teaching, and the disciples were ministering, and it was just what they believed it was going to be like when the Messiah came. The disciples were even caught up in this excitement. So Jesus set the disciples down and he asked them a question. He says, "Who do people say that I am?" And the disciples said, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist, and some say you're Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And then Jesus looks them right in the eye and says, "Well, who do you say I am?" And it was there this excited Simon Peter jumped up and enthusiastically said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." He got it right. Simon Peter didn't always get it right, but he got that right. And Jesus was so impressed with the answer that Simon and the disciples gave him, he said to Simon, "You're going to be my rock. And on this church, I'm going to build my, on this rock, I'm going to build my church." And he says to Peter, "Whatever you loose in heaven will be loosed, and whatever you bound in hell will be bound." And Jesus was so excited that the disciples got it right. And then Jesus changes the subject. In the scripture verse we're fixing to read now is right after Jesus telling Simon Peter, "You're my rock." He says, and we're going to start reading in verse 21. "From that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, 'Be it far from thee, Lord, thou shalt not be unto thee.' But he turned and he said unto Peter, 'Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men.' Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Jesus had just been so excited about the disciples. And now as Jesus was telling them, he says, okay, this is, you know, Jesus taught them up to that point, and now he was going to teach them something new. He was going to tell them that the crowds are going to turn against him. The scribes and the Pharisees were going to have him crucified. He was going to have to die. But he was going to be risen again on the third day. That wasn't what the disciples expected. That wasn't what they wanted. They wanted to keep it the way it was. They liked things the way they were. They were popular. They were had great success. Don't change something that's not broken, Jesus. But Jesus says, this is what's going to happen. And the scripture says Jesus rebukes. I mean, Peter rebukes Jesus. Peter calls Jesus over to the side. And he says, that's not going to happen. That's not what's supposed to happen here, Jesus. Don't you worry about it. We will take care of this, but that's not going to happen. And then what Jesus said to Peter is one of the harshest things that are said in the New Testament. Jesus looks right into Peter's eye and says, get thee behind me, Satan. He calls him Satan. A minute ago, he was a rock. Now Jesus was saying to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. The things that you're interested in are not the things of God. What you're interested in is what you want. The things of man. That's all you're interested in here, Peter. You're trying to take the easy way out. Perhaps Jesus called Simon Peter Satan because that's what Satan does. Remember when Jesus was in the wilderness, right after he had come from his baptism, and he had been there for so long, and he was weak and tired, and Satan comes to him. And if it were in today's language, Satan would have come to Jesus and said, Jesus, I'm going to show you an easy way to win $1 million. You got to do 3 simple little steps, and I can promise you, you can have anything you want. You either turn some rocks into stone, you jump off the temple, or you bow down and worship me. That's all you have to do, Jesus. You can have anything you want, just those 3 simple things. Take the easy way, Jesus. Of course, we know that Jesus never takes the easy way. See, when we picture Satan, we have him, this little guy in a red cape holding a pitchfork. That's not who Satan is. Satan's that man in the $400 suit. And he's offering us instant success, instant glamour, instant gratification. We can see Satan everywhere we look today. Perhaps when Jesus looked at Peter, he saw that Satan was using Peter to try to take the easy way out of it. There's no doubt that Jesus resists the lure of the easy way. Look what he says in the next scripture. It says, if any man would be my disciple, he has to deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Many people today are making the mistake of living their lives the easy way, taking the road that's the easiest. May not be the best, but it's the easiest. There's promise in this easy road, instant. That's what we want. Everything we want, we want it. We want it right now. You know. We see it in our homes today. We see spouses. We see mothers and fathers. These homes are falling apart because they decide one day, you know, enough is enough. And they just simply walk out. They just give up. It's just too hard. Listen, it's hard to be a spouse. It is hard to be a mom. It is hard to be a dad. And when it gets to the point of being hard, so many people just quit. They just give up and walk out. There are people today who would sell their soul to be successful. Many have. But the Bible says, what does it profit a man? If he gains the whole world, then he loses his soul. Doesn't matter about ethics. It doesn't matter about morals. It doesn't matter about doing things the right way. What can you give me now? Where can I get the most bang for my buck today? Listen, let me give you some pointers here today. Two things that you need to remember. To travel the path of personal success in your daily living, there has to be self-denial. There has to be sacrifices. Zig Ziglar, who is a great motivational speaker from this area, I think he goes to church up there, or did, where Pam goes on in the mornings at Park Place. No, what is it?
Prestonwood, yes.
Zig Ziglar was given a speech one time, and he said he and his family went to the Washington Monument. And they were standing with the other group, and the tourist guide was leading them to the Washington Monument, and he said to them, there's going to be a 2-hour wait to reach the top of the monument if you want to take the elevator. But then he kind of winked at them, and with a smile he said, there's no waiting if you want to take the stairs. Sometimes in life, we have to take the steps. Sometimes in life, we have to make the hard choices. Sometimes in life, we have to make sacrifices. We live in a country that gives us great opportunity. And it's there for anyone who is willing to pay the price to be successful. You can't take the easy road. You have to deny yourself many things. You have to make sacrifices. You have to be perseverant. There's so many things into being successful. I read a story once where a young man went to a very successful millionaire, and he went to him and he said, "What's the first thing that you could tell me, the first rule of being successful?" And the man says, "You gotta work hard." And the young man said, "What's the second rule?"
Okay.
We don't want to work hard.
Mm-mm.
We don't want to deny ourselves. We don't want to wait for our gratification. We want it now. And we can't be successful in life. Success is acquired by having a willingness to resist the easy way. A sound body requires that we exercise, eat the right food, conquer bad habits. A sound mind requires us that we need to read and observe and constantly be learning new things. A sound marriage requires that each partner goes into this marriage realizing it's not a 50-50 situation. You go into it saying it's a 60-40. And you have to be the one being willing to give that 60%. You have to be willing to give more. And each person needs to have that desire to be wanting to give more than they receive to make a good marriage work. To be a good parent, that means you have to take time to be sensitive to the needs of your children, not only provide for them physical needs, but their emotional and spiritual needs. To be a success in business, to be a good spouse, to be a good parent, requires sacrifice. It requires perseverance.
Bless you. It
requires determination. To be successful, you have to be willing to deny yourself. The second point here is that it takes that self-denial. That's going to be essential also to salvation, to hit the world. One, our world is in tremendous challenges right now. We need somebody who will stand up for what they believe. We need someone that will act on their beliefs. Cynics say that when the tough get going, everybody leaves. You know, that's what happened to Jesus. In this, Jesus told them. The crowds would get smaller. The followers would fall away when things got hard and it got to be difficult. And finally, it got to the point where Jesus was alone on a cross in Calvary. But you know what? If he had been unwilling to give up his life, then we would never know the love of the Father. If these disciples had not picked up their cross and followed after Jesus, we wouldn't know about the love of God. If we don't do our part today, if we don't pick up our cross, and when it says follow Jesus, it means we got to do what Jesus did. We got to act like Jesus acted. We got to talk like Jesus talked.
Amen.
If we don't do that, then our children's children are not going to know about the love of God. Mm-hmm. There's so many hard things about self-denial, picking up your cross and following Jesus. It's a hard thing to do, but when we learn to do that, then we can discover our own humanity. I mean, if we don't care about what happens to this world, who will? If we don't care that the hungry get fed, who will? If we don't care about the shelters being filled with these people that are placed out of their homes now, if we don't care about them, who will? This woman in this shelter, that she was bringing the love of God to them. If we don't do that, who will?
Right.
Amen.
The world has this mindset. And there are so many Christians that I know that have this same mindset. They're looking out for number one. What's in it for me? Not worried about anybody else. Jesus said, if anyone wants to be my disciple, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. Those are the words we desperately need to hear today.
Amen.
To travel down that road is a road that's less traveled, as in Zig Ziglar's analogy. It's a lonely staircase as opposed to a crowded elevator. Or as Jesus said himself, that it's a narrow way that only a very few committed people will pursue. So how about you? Are you interested in personal success? God wants you to succeed in the things you do. But he wants you to do it the right way. He doesn't want you stepping over people to get ahead. He wants you to have ethics in your business. He wants you to be willing to make sacrifices for something that you really want. You got to not be willing to just try it one time and quit. You got to keep going and keep going and being patient and persevere and not give up. Those are the people who become successful. Those are the people who understand that the easy way is not the way to success. Any self-help book that you read would tell you the way to be successful is through hard work and self-denial. It's the only way that, you know, there are some people who have just been given success. They've been willing to sell their soul to be successful, but it never lasts. Our success here is temporary anyway. The success we're looking for is the success of being the person God created us to be.
Amen.
To be able to say that the things I do because I am following Christ. I want to be like Jesus. I want to do the things that Jesus did. I want other people to see Jesus in me.
Amen.
That's why we do some things. Listen. It is sometimes so hard to be a Christian. We're asked to do so much sometimes. Sometimes we get to the point where we may say to ourselves, you know, I'm tired. I am weary. I'm ready to let somebody else do this. I'm ready to just sit back and relax. I've done my part. But then there's this man, loving man, hanging on the cross who won't let us go. He keeps reminding us how much he sacrificed for us. He keeps reminding us how much he loves us and how much he wants to bless us if we would just be obedient, if we would just be willing to deny ourselves and follow him. It's not an easy thing to do. God never said it was easy. In fact, he said it's not easy. It's so hard that only a few people are going to be able to do it. Be one of the few. Be part of the committed people who are so committed that they can deny themselves, pick up their cross, and follow Jesus. Something that you can do part-time. You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in Christianity. What does Jesus say will happen if you do that?
You'll hate one.
Be lukewarm. Let's be hot. Let's be fully committed. Let's be willing to deny ourselves. Pick up the cross and follow. Amen. Father, as we come to you today, there's so many in life today that are looking for the easy way out. And Satan is so easy to trick us into that, Father. As he did to Simon in this scripture verse today, Simon recognized Jesus, knew exactly that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. But when Jesus said something that he didn't understand or didn't want to believe, he rebuked Jesus and said, this can't happen. See, we have to have our mind set on God, not our mind set on what's best for us, what's best for man. We need to have our mind set on what is God want? What is the best for God? Because the best for God is the best for us. Father, I thank you for being totally committed people here today. Father, I thank you that you called us, you've chosen us. Father, may we be willing to truly be one of your disciples. To pick up where the people before us left off, did their part. Father, may we do our part and train the people that are coming after us, Father. So they will do their part, Father. They can understand how important it is to know what it costs to be a disciple and choose to pay that price. Father, I thank you that you are going to continue to build us and strengthen us and heal us and bless us, Father. And Father, we make this promise to you today that we're going to be even more committed to you, even more denying ourselves, thinking only of what's good for you, Father, so you can look at us and call us that we're your rock, Father, like you said to Peter. Father, thank you for the words on your scripture today. May we take them, put them in our hearts, and leave here with them ready to put them into our life every day. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.